Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to each of you in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, I want to welcome everyone back to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Minister Marcus Taylor. And as always, for me, it's a privilege, an honor, and a joy to come before God's people sharing in the word of the Lord. I pray that everyone has been blessed and that you are all continuing to take the measures necessary to be safe in the middle of this pandemic. I know I've been talking about that for a while, but unfortunately, family, this is where we are. This is the new norm for a while. And although I'm not being negative about the situation, I'm only trying to let you know that right now, this is what we have to get used to. So do everything that you can. Continue to wash your hands on a frequent basis. Please, by all means, continue to wear your mask. And please, social distance when all possible. And together, we can get these numbers down so that we can resume some form of normal life. Amen. All right. Well, on tonight, the topic that I will be discussing is on trust. Trust. And this one that I guess when I was studying this and writing my notes on this, this was actually for me. Sometimes we in the faith, we get sidetracked and we lose sight of where our trust needs to be at times. Now, we know that we have faith, and as I'm going to discuss, faith and trust, they go hand in hand. We actually can tie them together. They actually are, in the means, twins, so to speak. But I want to talk about trust today, and there's only one person who you can trust 100%. I know you love your families. I love mine. Friends that you've had since probably childhood, same here. But when it all boils down, in any situation, any circumstance, the only one that you can trust wholeheartedly is the Lord. So on tonight, we're going to be talking about that. It is actually an essential aspect of our faith. And there's going to be many opinions and theories and speculations that are going to surround this word we're going to be studying on tonight. So before I get into it any deeper, I want to go ahead and give us a word of prayer, and then we can get into this vital and important teaching on the word trust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lord, by all means, lead us not into any temptation, but provide a way of escape as your word declares. And Lord, we ask right now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you would deliver us and keep us from evil. You are all sovereign, all holy, all righteous, all knowing. You are our protector, our provider, our Lord, our God. The one who sustains us in any situation. Lord, I ask right now, special blessing over this segment tonight. I ask that, Lord, you speak by your spirit, and I definitely will decrease and beg and plead that the Holy Spirit would increase. Let the words of my mouth, God, and the meditation of my heart, please let it be acceptable in your sight. These things I pray in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is so, and amen. From the earliest recorded accounts of human history, trust has been a very important topic. As we look at the Bible itself, we can see from Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation, people having to encounter trust and encounter it face to face. Now, before I start throwing this word around, I better define what this word means so we all can get a full understanding about this word trust. For those of you who are taking notes, the word trust is defined as reliability, faithfulness, fidelity, the confident expectation on which a person will rely. I want to start off with the question. Why is trust so important to you and me and all those who profess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Take some time and think about this question. Why is trust so important to the believer? Now, the answer should not be hard to answer, and I'm sure that each of us could give a solid and valid reason why you think trust is so vital. You all know I value each of you and your opinions. But as you should know by now, for me, if it doesn't come from the scripture, then I have to say different. So turn your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 40, looking at verse 4. The Bible reads, "Blessed is that man that makes the Lord his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." Now go back and remember our definition that I gave you. Reliability, its faithfulness, its fidelity, the confident expectation on which one relies. In this 40th division of Psalms, we read the writer expressing that whoever places a confident expectation in the Lord, who is faithful and reliable, will be blessed. The Bible also says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, looking at verses 5 through 8, that to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean or rely on your own understanding. The verse goes on to say, in all your ways acknowledge, make mention of him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. In these particular two scriptures, we discover the benefits of placing our trust in the Lord and also relying upon his faithfulness. Family, to trust something goes directly to another very important word for the believer, and that is faith. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, we know that faith, it is the substance or the title deed or confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence or the proof of things not seen, the conviction of the reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. So as we can see, trust can actually be connected to faith. All throughout the Bible, men and women were called on to let go of what they could physically see and trust God in any situation and circumstance. Now, just to give you an example, in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, in verses 1 through 24, in this section of scripture, we see that trust in action is a story about a prophet named Elijah. And Elijah receiving instruction from the Lord to go to a place called Zarephath. This place, Zarephath, which is actually modern-day Lebanon off the Mediterranean coast. Here we have Isaiah the prophet was instructed by the Lord that a widow would feed him. As the story goes on, the woman trusted in the words of the prophet and was blessed for doing so 100-fold. The key that I want you to understand about that story, you can go back and read it for yourself. It's a very encouraging story, is this woman trusted in the prophet. She placed her physical belief, which she could not see, into the supernatural, which she could not see. And what happened was she was blessed because she stepped out and she trusted. We can see from this example, as our definition revealed to us, She had a confident expectation that was what the prophet Elijah would say come to pass. Family, in our lives, we are confronted with situations and circumstances that call for our total trust in God. There are times when the situation looks dim and we don't know what we're going to do. It also sometimes looks impossible. But we must always stand on the truth of God's holy and righteous word. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 19, looking at verse 26. Jesus says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And this is what we have to consider when situations and circumstances come into our lives. We must realize that we can't solve them. The only one that can, who is the one who is in total control, and that's God. The key to your situation or trial turning around depends on one vital important truth. We must trust in God. We remember what the word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. "But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." In other words, if you exercise total trust in God, you shall see the manifestation of your request. You exercise half-hearted trust in God, that's exactly what you're going to receive. Our trust in God activates the power or the process which is able to manifest in this earth realm that which was already available as soon as we trusted and believed. Another familiar verse of scripture in Ephesians chapter 3, and picking it up at verse 20, the Bible says this: "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power or authority or dominion that works in each of us." And every story of the scripture where a person was either required or asked to trust the authority, the power, the ability to achieve their goal or request manifested in some form. Did you know we use the principle of trusting every day? When you went to sleep last night, you didn't know if you would see the next day, but you trusted in God and his will. And because you trusted in the will of God, you exercise your trust. Let me give you another example. When you come into a room and you decide to sit down and watch TV or whatever it is that you might be doing, you sit in that chair not thinking about whether or not that chair is going to hold you up. You just trust that that physical object, the chair, is strong enough to hold you up. In the book of Psalms, chapter 62 and verse 8, we read these words: "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him." It says also, "God is a refuge for us." Selah. There should be no excuse why we as followers, believers, the family of God, do not trust in Jesus and, more importantly, in his word. For the word of God helps to sustain us each and every day. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, in verse 4, the Bible says, "But he," talking about Jesus, "answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And since we're talking about trust, me and you, and all who have professed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, have total confidence that if the Bible tells us to trust totally in God, we must be obedient to do it. Amen. Okay, now switching gears, I want to give some practical instruction. And I have 3 steps for learning to rely on God at all times. Number 1. You, the believer, must have absolute confidence in God's omnipotence and sovereignty over all things. I'll say it again. We as believers must have absolute confidence in God's omnipotence and his sovereignty over all things. A scriptural reference I'll give you is in Daniel chapter 6, and we're looking at verses 22 and also in verse 23. Daniel trusted his God to protect him in the midst of danger in the lion's den. The mouths of the lions were shut up because Daniel was not harmed. Now, why wasn't he harmed? He wasn't harmed because he placed his trust in the only one who had the power to deliver him. This is what we must do as believers. Ask yourself the question, what was your lion's den experience this week? Was it something that you're going through possibly now that you don't know how you're going to get through it? And it may even have you up at night. And sure, you're a believer. You love God. You have faith in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. But even in the fact of all of that, sometimes you do think about what's happening in your life. This doesn't take away your relationship with God because you think about the situation or circumstance, because we all are fallen in nature. And sometimes we even sin by worrying. You know, you can't think about worrying, but sometimes we do. All of us drop the ball. The Bible tells us in Romans 3 and 23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But be encouraged. Put your trust in God, because he is the only one. And I'll keep saying this, family. He is the only one that has total control, that can deliver you, me, and all who profess him as Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, in any given situation. Number 2. Honor God as supreme and rely on him, and never, I'll say that again, never worship any person. In Zechariah chapter 4 and in verse 6, the Bible says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Also in Jeremiah chapter 17, looking at verse 5, the Bible says this, thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. Again, you can't trust in anything but the Lord. We must understand that in times of trouble, circumstance, uncertainty, don't look at the situation. Look and focus on God. In these particular 2 verses of scripture, God is instructing each of us to have God in our hearts and to honor him and never have a place for man to look up to them. And this is a situation that we see a lot of in our day and time, and have for centuries. Something called idol worship. Men and women have been placed on pedestals in people's lives for I don't know how long. You have kings who have been honored with statues. And even today, there are famous people who have statues in their name of them being placed in a role of being idled. God is a jealous God, and he doesn't want us to place anyone before him. Number 3. Have a genuine fellowship with God in everything and rely on his words. We must have a close and personal relationship with God in every situation, especially when trials come. We ought to constantly pray and to trust God to work all things out on our behalf. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, and verse 28, the word of the Lord reads, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." We must rely that no matter, realize that no matter how dire the situation or circumstance is, we can only trust in the one who has full and total control over all. But not only that, the one that has seen the beginning and the end of the situation. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 13, the Bible says this, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." One of the main reasons more believers are not walking in the abundance that is available to them is for a lack of trust. Sure, we quote scripture. Sure, we pray. But are we really placing our full trust in God? In the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and 33, the word of the Lord says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This verse mentions seeking the Lord. When you seek out something, you're putting forth an effort. In this case, the question is placed before each of us. Are we earnestly seeking to spend time with God? Or are we putting forth a genuine effort to spend with anyone else? Seek the presence of God. We just read what the verse said, seek God first. Put forth a sincere and earnest desire to spend time in fellowship with the only one who can see you through your circumstance. And in so doing, your needs, your trials, your concerns, all that you're concerned about will be handled. There are many things in the life that change constantly. Jobs change, trends change. Some friends, we even today, people come and go out of our lives. We even change our minds constantly. But people, let me tell you this. There's one that never changes, and that's God. He loved you yesterday. That same love was waiting on all of us this morning when he woke us up. In a world of constant change, I'm so glad I can trust in my God to be consistent in everything that he does. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8, the Bible says this, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore." With everything that's going on in our city, our state, our nation, and in our world, I pose the question to each of you, who are you going to trust in your dark hour? I'm reminded of the story of Noah and the ark. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 6 and verse 13, "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth," from verse 14 through 16. It talks about God giving explicit instructions on how he was going to actually have Noah make the ark. My point is this. Noah never knew anything about building an ark, especially of that magnitude and size. He placed his trust in God to accomplish the goal that it was set forth for him to do. What are you, me, and all who profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, what are we doing? We come against situations like Noah did every day, not saying that we have the magnitude of the situation, because the earth being destroyed and you being one of the only ones left on the earth, that's a pretty big situation and circumstance. But my point is this. Noah had two choices in that situation. God told him how he was going to destroy the earth and what he wanted Noah to do. Noah could have said, I don't believe this. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing and place my chances in fate, or I'll believe in myself. But instead, him being a man of God, he trusted in the one he knew had the confidence, or the control, I should say, to deliver him out of every situation and circumstance. What are you trusting in? Like Noah and so many other great men and women of the faith, we too have a choice to make every day. And that is to live each day trusting in God to lead us, to guide us, to protect us, to provide for us and our families. Or in other words, to place our total trust in God, or live by uncertain and unstable wisdom of the world. In the book of Joshua chapter 24, looking at verse 15, the Bible says this, even in the last, look at the last sentence of that verse. It says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And to be truthful for the believer, is there really any other choice than to live according to the principles, the dictates, the testimonies, the instructions of God's word? Who are you going to trust? In our world today, we can all agree that there are many problems, many issues that have and are today turning the world upside down. This pestilence, this disease, this virus, COVID-19, has caused sickness. But there's also violence in the world. There's hunger. Yes, prejudice, selfishness, and pure evil. I believe that the answer to the world's dire circumstances could be solved if we, the ecclesia, the church, would first show the rest of the world the power of God and how to trust in Him in every situation and circumstance. I believe wholeheartedly that things would be a whole lot better. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, familiar verse of scripture, we find God's formula for deliverance, for healing of the land, for restoration from sin. Picking it up at verse 14, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, and to seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, which we all do in this world, listen to what God says He will do. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Now, when you read this verse, you see four conditions mentioned in order so that God will forgive their sin and to heal the land. But it all starts with trust. In order for everything we trust, or for in order for everything that we expect God to do, we must trust in Him. We want to understand this. God is waiting for the people to get unified and to come to a realization of how much we actually need Him. Sure, we, the family of God, we know we need Him. It's those who don't know God like we do. That's the problem. And we can't get frustrated because God has given each of us a mandate, a mission to go out to the highways and byways and throughout all the world and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God every day for the fact that He has given me enough common sense to trust in Him through all circumstances and all trials that I may come through in my life. So as I close, trust in God and leave the circumstances up to Him. And you, me, and all who profess Jesus Christ to being our Lord and Savior will come out on the winning end. Well, I pray that you have been blessed by this lesson, and I'm asking all of you to trust in God, continue to pray, and seek God for everything that you need. Well, and all you're getting, please, by all means, get an understanding. Amen and amen.